I am Phil Nee with a look at sports. A date for a celebration of life has been set for a good friend of WRCO in Southwest Wisconsin, Theodore Charles Ted Harris. Age 86 of Viroqua died recently. In his lifetime, he wore many hats. He was a proud employee of Viroqua Schools. Over those nearly four decades, he served as middle school science teacher and media director before becoming the high school principal. He was passionate about sports as a coach, athlete, and official. As a player, his accomplishments included a WIAA state track championship and state record holder in low and high hurdles, as well as a four-sport, 16-time letter winner at Mineral Point High School in football, basketball, track, and baseball. While at UW Lacrosse, he was a four-year letter winner for football. He went on to share his love of sports, coaching middle and high school football, baseball, track, and wrestling. His impact on Wisconsin sports extended to officiating, collegiate, and high school wrestling, football, and baseball. We saw him a lot over the years as we were broadcasting some of those events, umpiring high school baseball tournaments. He was named Wisconsin Umpire of the Year in 1987, also officiated collegiate, national, and state wrestling tournaments, earning the NFIOA Outstanding Official in Wisconsin in 1986. His legendary contributions to the sport led to his induction into the George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1993 and the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin chapter, in the year 2000. We remember him as a mainstay for many years at the long-running Richland Wrestling Invitational held annually in December. A celebration of Ted Harris's life is planned for Saturday, August 15th at 11 a.m. at Viroqua High School. Visitation will be held from 4 until 8 on Friday, August 14th. The Simon Shark swim team competed in the heat Tuesday evening at Prairie du Chien. The host Waterhawks won the meet with the Sharks in second place and Schulzberg finishing third. In the medley relay, the 9 and 10 girls team, comprised of Cassidy Earhart, Harper Adler, Zaylee Kelman, and Elsa Norte, and the 11 and 12-year-old girls team, made up of Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington, swam to a first-place finish. Second-place finishes in the medley relay were earned by the 8-and-under girls team of Catalina Morales, Audrey Waterfall, Alex Hofer, and Malia Morales. The 8-and-under boys team, comprised of Carson Earhart, Bruin Babel, and Basin Babel, and the 9- and 10-year-old boys team, made up of Emmerich Kalman, Jackson Dre, and Bennett Heisel, and the 15- through 18-year-old girls team of Leah Chambers, Haley Cahoot, Chloe Hying, and Cameron Keen. The team of Moray Wright, Caleb Waterfall, Clancy Hying, and James Waterfall finished in third place. Blue ribbon winners in the freestyle were Catalina Morales and Leah Chambers. For backstroke, first place finishers included Catalina Morales, Lauren Chambers, James Waterfall, and Chloe Hying. Cameron Keen won the butterfly for the 13 and 14-year-old girls. In the distance freestyle, Audrey Waterfall, Bennett Heisel, James Waterfall, and Leah Chambers finished in first place. Breaststroke was won by both Brooklyn Worthington and Kaylin Burns. The individual medley was won by Elsa Norte, Cameron Keen, and Kaylee Cahoot. The Sharks also saw four second-place finishes in the freestyle relay. The Sharks continue a busy week in the heat by finishing out their home season at Simon's Recreation Complex on Thursday. Warm-ups start at 4:30. The meet starts at 5 o'clock. Quail Run golf action last night. Anthony Ludwig, Neil Mahoney, Brent Montre, and Rich Barrancott all had 39s. Neil birdied hole 3. Brandon Miller and Joe Halverson each shot 40s. Other golfers with holes played under par: Jarrett McDonald eagled hole 1. Ryan Pogstad with a birdie on hole 1. Also, Aaron Halverson birdied hole 8. Steve Gary with a birdie on hole 8 as well during week number 13 of 20-week season for Quail Run Golf at Quail Run in Richland Center. The Mission remains undefeated, topping Boscobel Assembly of God 21-7 in Church League softball. Andrew Thompson had 5 hits and scored 4 times. Alyssa Gander had a triple, and Carly Meaden played stellar defense for The Mission. Caleb Hulse had 3 hits, while Sawyer Luce added 4 hits, including a home run for Boscobel. St. Mary's downed Richland Baptist Temple 3-13-9. Hayden Bindle had a triple and an RBI. Ryan Cairns added a double, and Ryan Plemer, Logan Olson, and Nick Perna all went 3-for-3 in the win. Free Methodist got by Church of the Nazarene 19-14. 9 different players reached base at least 3 times for Free Methodist. Richland Baptist Temple 2 moved into second place in the standings, defeating the Knights of Columbus 20-11. Derek Calland had a 2-run home run for Baptist Temple. A.J. Clone and Caleb Frawley each reached base 3 times for the Knights. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 got the win against 5 Points Lutheran 16-8. Grace Community had a bye. Only 2 weeks of regular season games remain in Church League softball. Action will resume on Tuesday, July 21st. Dylan Cease struck out the side in the first inning, combining with 10 relievers on a 3-hitter in a show of pitching performance that led the American League to a 4-0 win over the National League in the All-Star game last evening. Spain advanced to its first World Cup final since winning in 2010 with a 2-0 victory over France. Spain will face either defending champion Argentina or England on Sunday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They face each other coming up tonight in Atlanta. Badgers incoming quarterback Colton Joseph is being counted on to bring the football program back to prominence. 1-on-3 analyst Ari Wasserman ranks Joseph among the top incoming transfers in the Big Ten. He comes in at number 6. Joseph was considered one of the country's top dual-threat quarterbacks out of Old Dominion. At least 8 conference teams will start a transfer quarterback. Joseph's high ranking is among all players arriving through the portal. Concerning Badger basketball, the Badger men's team is working out this summer in preparation for the season, and Coach Greg Gard was asked recently about challenges recruiting players these days.
I get asked all the time about the portal, the how has the change, you know what, the kids have to change. The really good ones want to be coached, and they want to be told the truth, and those are the ones that have great success at our place anyway. We need people that want to be held accountable and appreciate being honest, you being honest with them, and then they just take that and run with it. So, and this group is no different. We have really good people that'll happen to be really good basketball players, and now we got to get it all to come together. The pieces, as you've seen, are, you know, pretty good. The puzzle's still scattered on the table. We got to get that puzzle to come together over the next few months.
And entering the 2026 NFL season, the Packers could have a hidden weapon sitting in plain sight. Running back Marshawn Lloyd has played just 1 game in his first 2 seasons. He's been hit by a long list of injuries to his calf, groin, hamstring, and ankle. LombardiAvenue.com reports that this summer, Lloyd has shown up to off-season programs healthy, and when he's healthy, and he can be a difference maker with speed, elusiveness, and overall talent, he just has to stay on the field for the Packers to make a difference this season. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.